Today we're going to be looking at Bitcoin's long-term projection alongside with its short-term projection, also talking about when we're going to see that $20,000 Bitcoin, not only because of the fundamental analysis, but also the technical analysis, which is what we're going to look at right now, and also talk about a little bit about the fundamentals of what I've seen in the behind the scenes, being the fact that I advise 9 blockchain companies, and I'm traveling the world right now speaking about cryptocurrencies and blockchain. And by the way, I'm sorry that I haven't posted a video in 2 weeks. If you guys are part of Traders Profit Club, you guys know I'm in the Discord every day sending you guys signals. We have our team of analysts posting BitMEX signals, crypto signals. But right now, I'm actually creating some partnerships in London that I'm going to be announcing very soon for Traders Profit Club. We have a lot of new stuff coming. We actually have a full-on course coming out in the next week or so. So if you guys are premium members, watch out for that. A lot of you guys were having questions about our BitMEX signals that we've been posting, but we've been having an amazing time in this bull market. And I'm going to talk about a little bit about where Bitcoin's price levels are headed and also talk about the total cryptocurrency market cap so you guys can have an update of what's happening here. And I want to make sure I can keep you guys up to date with the best information possible. So first and foremost, we want to look at this weekly chart. I want to talk a little bit about what we're seeing here and where we're possibly going to start to see a correction and some better price levels for an entry for Bitcoin. And you can see we've got this volume on the right here, and you've got this high volume area right around that $64 to $6,500 level. And this is where I want you guys to watch specifically. If you look at this exact level here, this is where we previously consolidated and found some really good support after that bear market correction in 2017. So really that level is gonna be right between that $5,900 to that $6,500 level in which we're looking to see Bitcoin correct to. And I'm gonna talk about why these levels are extremely important and why I think this is gonna happen before we see any further highs with Bitcoin. But in the overall fundamental sense of this market, our confirmed transactions per day right now is maintaining 300,000 transactions per day level. We're seeing the total cryptocurrency market cap rise, and we're seeing a lot of bullish momentum coming to this market. If you guys don't remember, Cambridge Analytics, this is something Brock Pierce told me in a private gathering that I was with in LA. I was with him in LA. He mentioned how they did announce for the first time ever that over $300 billion in managed assets are now being recommended to put 32 points of their investments into blockchain and cryptocurrency. And therefore, in my opinion, and in Brock's opinion, spring is over and we're gonna start to see summer coming here real soon. And I'm also gonna talk about why we may not see a correction with Bitcoin to these $6,000 levels, because we are starting to consolidate at these highs, but we still have some very important indicators that I want you guys to look at. So first and foremost, let's pull up this daily chart and take a look at what's happening here amongst what we saw here on that weekly volume chart. So looking here on the daily chart, what I really want you guys to focus on is this 50-day moving average. You can see here, after we saw that $100 million Bitcoin order put in here right around April, and we saw Bitcoin jump 24%, that's really when we started to actually go away from that 50-day moving average. But you can see initially we went above it here right around February of 2018, and that's really when the bear market finished, and that's when we started to bounce on that 50-day moving average. And this was very reasonable, but this is really where we started to see bullish momentum start. And I think it's because when people saw that $100 million order, like I said, it was February of 2019 that Cambridge Analytics, which is an analytics company for hedge funds and institutional funds that manage over $300 billion in assets, they issued that recommendation for investing in cryptocurrency and blockchain technology for the first time. And shortly after, we saw that big institutional order come in. And in my opinion, we haven't yet seen the majority of institutional orders come to this market. And we're gonna start to see those over the next couple of months into the next couple of years. But you have to understand that the adoption of this is gonna take a very long time. But I'm gonna talk a little bit about why it's very possible for us to see Bitcoin at that $20,000 level very, very soon, at least in the near short term, long term future, if that makes any sense. So I would say in several years, it's very, very possible for us to start heading back towards our highs, but I wouldn't necessarily say that we're just gonna start to jump towards those levels right now, because we are supposed to look at these reasonable levels. And if you look at this volume chart, the weekly again, you can see that there's very little volume here past these areas that we've finally broke past. And so these are the areas that are going to be extremely hard for us to break through unless we really see a lot of liquidity come to this market. But to get back to the daily chart, that 50-day moving average, as you can see, is exactly where we want to start watching. And that's right in that zone that we're looking for correction on. And you can see the 50-day just went above that zone. But as we start to see Bitcoin consolidate here, we'll see that 50-day moving average start to curve a little bit downwards. And that's why this zone is extremely important for us to watch and where I believe Bitcoin will correct if we do see a correction. But I'm going to talk about why there might be a possibility that there isn't a correction and how to look for a confirmation of that. You can also look here. This was past support in the past. We obviously consolidated here after that 2017 bear market. And that, in my opinion, shows us that this level is a very strong level here for Bitcoin, especially now that Bitcoin is way more advanced than it was in 2017. Understand that technology has surpassed what it was in 2017. The Lightning Network has had a lot of improvements and things of that nature. A lot of companies are coming on board and accepting Bitcoin now. We're starting to hear from Facebook starting their own coin, things of that nature. And all that liquidity is going to want to be transferred into Bitcoin at some point, especially if they're tokenizing and creating some sort of security asset. And so looking here as well, what we want to focus on for this break to the downside is going to be this ascending support line. So what I really like is that we have these really nice wicks here in this ascending support level that's being formed here. And if we are going to see any sort of break to the downside, I'm really going to start watching that 7,500, that 7,700 level. But in my opinion, you can see we went right below that EMA on the daily, that blue line here, and that's a bearish sign. But on the 4-hour chart, we're above the EMA. And because of that, I think there's also a big possibility that we could see a consolidation between the $7,000, that $8,000 range, allowing for some altcoins to start catching up. And what's interesting about that is we send our altcoin signals every single day for our premium members. If you guys are not a part of Traders Profit Club, the link is in the description below. That's where I spend the majority of my time, especially when I'm traveling. But obviously, I wanted to get this video out for all of you guys to make sure that you guys are staying up to date. But looking at that EMA, you can see we're now above it on the 4-hour. But when we look at the daily, we are below the EMA, which is a very bearish sign for momentum, because you can see throughout this bullish market that we saw here start in April, we were above that EMA consistently, and that's when we started to lose momentum. We went right above it again, started to lose more momentum, went above it again, lost momentum. This is really where we broke below it, and now we're seeing that resistance right around that $8,100 mark. I think $8,100 is a very strong resistance right now for Bitcoin as well. You can see we saw two spots here where that acted as resistance, and then we saw this double top here, and I think that is what's gonna show us that this is possibly a correction. It's the fact that we double top and all the other factors that we're talking about here, including the EMA. And let's move on to the 4-hour chart to look at what else is happening here. Now, the ascending support line is gonna be extremely important to watch, and I'm gonna tell you exactly why. What's very interesting about that ascending support line that we just drew out here is if you look at that in the 4-hour chart, you can see that we have this huge wicks that formed here recently. And that right there, in my opinion, if you look here, was a very, very good sign of where we're starting to see this support form. And so that's really the level I'm watching right now to see a confirmation to the downside. And if we do see that confirmation to the downside, we're very, very possibly going to start heading towards that $5,900 to that $6,500 level. And that's where I think we'll see the most reasonable price levels for Bitcoin. And as long as we can break above that EMA on the daily chart, that's when I believe that we'll start to see more and more bullish momentum come into this market. And so other than that, let's go ahead and actually move on to the total cryptocurrency market cap, because I don't have much time for this video. So I hope you guys enjoy the fact that I'm doing this on my travels here in London. So like the video if you guys haven't already, but we're going to total this, we're going to finish this off looking at the total cryptocurrency market cap chart and talk about what we're seeing there as well and how that also aligns with the technical analysis that we're seeing here with Bitcoin. So the biggest thing that I want you guys to realize here with the total cryptocurrency market cap is we're starting to see a lot more volume come into this market. That's very positive. That's why I'm still very bullish on this market. We're seeing a lot of bullish upside. And the one thing that I want you also to realize here is if you look here at this 50-day moving average on the total cryptocurrency market cap chart, it's actually a place where we've consistently bounced on when we saw any sort of bullish momentum in this market. You can see this 50-day moving average in red is where we started this bull market. And you see that we saw this extreme amount of upside. We went right there at that 50-day. We bounced on the 100-day, but we went right back above stayed above the 50-day, bounced right back on that 100-day, went right back above that 50-day. And it's exactly what we're seeing here right now. You can see we're way in above that 50 and that 100-day moving average. We've already seen quite a good period of bullish momentum here for about 111 days already. And therefore, in my opinion, we may see that downside. As you can see, obviously, we just talked about this elongated period of time that we've been above that 50-day moving average. And so what I'm watching right now is for that correction to that 50-day moving average. What's very interesting about that is that it's exactly where we see that consolidation point where we predicted Bitcoin to start heading towards that 6,000 level. So that's really where I'm watching. Sorry for that abrupt ending, by the way. I just saw the time and I'm like, oh, snap. I can't redo this. I have to go right now. And so I have a meeting. But yeah, I'm super excited for all the partnerships that we're making. We're going to be announcing a lot of cool things for all of you guys that are part of our premium group and for those of you that aren't. And other than that, if you guys have any questions about Bitcoin, put them in the comments below. I will answer them and look at them. And hopefully we can get another video out soon for some altcoin price predictions and technical analysis and also go through some news and fundamental articles. But if you guys aren't following me on Instagram, my Instagram is at Naeem, N-A-E-E-M. I'm always updating there. And then Discord is really where I'm always at. And so if you guys are in our premium group, you guys know that I'm posting signals every single day. We post crypto, Forex, stock, and BitMEX signals. And we've got amazing analysts making gains every single day. So thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. And until next time, I'm out.